This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. The Trumpian trade agenda got a shot in the arm today. The Senate has confirmed Robert Lighthizer as the U.S. trade representative. Mr. Lighthizer is going to have his hands full, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reminds us.
Robert Lighthizer worked under the U.S. trade representative during the Reagan administration, and more recently, he's worked outside of government as a lawyer to push for better trade treatment for U.S. industries like manufacturing and high tech. A key role he'll likely play in the Trump administration, going back to the negotiating table with Canada and Mexico on NAFTA.
The president has to have a U.S. trade representative in place. He notifies the Congress, and it has 60 days to specify negotiating objectives.
Economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland says that could include things like updating NAFTA to deal with financial services and digital commerce.
He brings back to Congress his package, and they have to give it an up or down vote.
This is what's referred to as fast-track trade authority to prevent Congress from adding multiple amendments to help specific industries, bogging down the process. President Trump already has fast-track authority through at least 2018. Caroline Freund at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says in renegotiating free trade deals, the new trade representative is likely to take a harder line than his predecessors.
Lighthizer hasn't been so interested in trade liberalization agreements, so agreements where we lower trade barriers to other countries and they lower their trade barriers to us, so we have free trade between us.
And she says he might well expand trade enforcement to punish countries for dumping products like steel and textiles on the U.S. market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.